Aktionäre und Aktionärsvertreter, liebe Mitarbeiterinnen und Mitarbeiter, verehrte Ehrengäste und Gäste, herzlich willkommen zur 88. ordentlichen Hauptversammlung der BMW AG, auch im Namen meiner Vorstandskollegen. Ich begrüße ebenso alle Zuschauer, die diese Veranstaltung über das Internet verfolgen. Das Herz der BMW Group schlägt seit über 90 Jahren in München. Wir sind ein bayerisches Unternehmen, ein deutscher Konzern, international aufgestellt, ein Global Player im Premium-Segment des Automobils. Das ist unsere Philosophie. Darum haben wir hier am Stammsitz in München dieses Ensemble.
The architectural ensemble here at our headquarters in Munich, consisting of the BMW Tower, the BMW plant, and the new BMW Welt, and from the new June 19th on the remodeled BMW Museum. BMW World is the flagship showroom of the BMW brand, and what a brand it is. Among all the world's brands, BMW is the most valuable brand in Germany, according to a study carried out by the market researcher Millard Brown. The brand's estimated market value is $28 billion. That's quite an impressive figure. Our BMW Welt is best represented by three principles. We invest in our brands, we focus on our customers, and we actively shape our future. We are able to do so thanks to a number of reasons, because we can build on our corporate history and culture, because we possess three brands with BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce that are well known and popular all around the world. We are the innovation and technology leader in our field. We are one of the most international companies in automotive industry. And we have a solid financial foundation. And also because we are independent and we want to remain so in the future. All these factors give us confidence that we're able to add new chapters to the BMW Group's success story, the success of story of your company, dear shareholders. While speaking about history, successful history, the automobile was invented in Germany about 120 years ago. Not by us, by the way, but that is another story anyway. We have, however, shaped the development of the automobile for years and decades. Crucial, trend-setting innovations came and continue to come from BMW, from BMW's group's excellent engineers. That much about history. The world has changed, and BMW Group needs to change as well. This is why we've created a strategy that guarantees our company's successful future. Individual mobility will remain a major trend in the future. We adapt sheer driving pleasure to the requirements of the 21st century. We create sustainable solutions to the main questions of the future. We do so ourselves and with full awareness of our responsibilities, ladies and gentlemen. No one needs to force us to do so. And as our performance figures to the business year 2017 demonstrate, we are on the right track. 2007 was a good year for BMW Group. So please allow me to present the key data for 2007 to you. The automobile retail. No other premium manufacturer sold more vehicles in 2007 than we did. All our three brands, BMW, Mini and Rolls-Royce, achieved new retail records in 2007. For the first time in our company's history, we delivered more than 1.5 million cars to customers. This was an increase to 9.2% year on year. Motorcycle retail. We delivered over 102,000 BMW motorcycles last year, up 2.4% from the previous business year. Financial services. The business unit continued its dynamic growth. The number of administered financing and leasing contracts with dealers and customers rose by 15.8% to a total of more than 2.6 million. About our business performance. We have achieved our goals and we have delivered on our promises. Group revenues beat the magic mark of 50 billion euros for the first time ever. This was an increase by 14.3% to 56 billion euros. Pre-tax profit with 3.87 billion euros. The group result fell short of the previous year's record by 6.1%. As you know, the 2006 result included a book gain from the exchangeable bond on shares in Rolls-Royce PLC in London. And adjusted for this one-off effect, our 2007 pre-tax profit was higher than the year before. Net profit. For the very first time, our net profit exceeded 3 billion euros, up to 9% year on year. However, it is important to note that we benefited once from the corporate tax reform and a lower tax rate. We also improved the return on capital employed in the automobile segment. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to emphasize we have achieved our goals, we have delivered on our promises. This is due to the strong commitment, motivation, and performance of our staff and executives. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope I'm speaking for you as well when I say thank you to all of our 107,539 associates for their performance during the business year 2007. All targets were achieved despite difficult conditions in our business environment. Prices for fuel rose. In Europe, we are used to high fuel costs. But for Americans, this is a new experience. The price at the pump has an increasing influence on buying decisions. Metals, precious metals, and last but not least, energy rose, thus affecting manufacturing costs. Let me give you one example. For our vehicle production, we require more than 360,000 tons of steel a year, and our production volume rises from year to year. That means we need more steel while prices continue to increase. All in all, burdens from higher raw material prices in 2007 were an additional 288 million, which is another sum, 110 million euros more than in 2006. Headwinds mainly came from the currency exchange rates, particularly from the US dollar and the Japanese yen. Over the course of the year 2007, the US dollar depreciated by almost 10% compared to the euro, and approximately 500 million euros in additional burdens were substantially lower than the year before. Nevertheless, we are still dealing with an impact on a larger scale. Let me give you another example. At the beginning of 2002, a BMW 5 Series model sold in the United States for $50,000 translated into sales revenues of 55,000 euros. This was back when the dollar was listed higher than the euro. Today, a 5 Series sold in the US for $50,000 brings us as little as $32,000. Only due to poor exchange rates. This means we received 23,000 euros less for better product with better performance characteristics. Over the course of 6 years, unit revenue decreased by approximately 40% only because of the unfavorable exchange rates. A trend towards rising raw material prices and a decrease in the value of the dollar. Those were developments one was able to anticipate. What we could not anticipate was the extent of these developments. Not even financial institutions were able to forecast this. Obviously, we are not the only car maker affected by exchange rate fluctuations. However, demand for our cars in the US is much higher than for those of our German competitors. In 2007, we delivered about 86,000 cars, more than Mercedes, and more than 240,000 cars, more than Audi in the America, to American customers. We have always benefited from our strong position in the U.S. market, and in the long term, it will remain a strategic advantage. To be successful and respected in our industry worldwide, a company has to be active on the world's largest car market. In 2007, additional burdens from raw material and currency effects added up to 800 million euros, which corresponds to almost 20% of our 2006 EBIT. We counterbalanced these burdens and improved our results. Ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, this can only be done by a company able to deliver strong operational performance. You're the owners of this strong company, and that is why you are to share in our success in the business year 2007, and rightly so. For you, our shareholders, two topics of a major concern, the dividend and the share price, and we're working hard on these two issues. Our strategy number one is helping us strengthening the focus on corporate value. So in the end, you as a shareholder reap the fruits of our strategy. We intend to increase the dividend for the business year 2007 significantly. So today the Board of Management and Supervisory Board propose a considerably raised dividend of 1.06 euros per common stock. This corresponds to an increase of 51.4%. The dividend per preferred stock is 1.08 euro each. This is an increase of 50%. For the business year 2007, we will distribute a dividend of 694 million euros to you. This week we will see a payout ratio of 22% of our net profit compared to 16% in 2006. Thanks to our profit-sharing program, our staff also benefits from the increased dividend. For us, the increased dividend is only a first step. We want you, ladies and gentlemen, to continue to share in our success in the future, directly and inappropriately. This brings me to the second most important issue. Our share's performance last year was not up to par. We know that. And we also know that you will be commenting on this fact in your statements. The last trading day of the year 2007, BMW Common Stock was listed at 2.7% below the closing day the year before. And in the first 4 months of 2008, it lost another 15%. The Board of Management is not satisfied with the development of the share price either. We do know, however, to a certain extent, it is up to us to make investors reconsider and see better potential in the BMW stock. We have to, we want to, and we're going to become more profitable again. People who are familiar with our strategy and our plans for the future, and given the fact that so far we have always met our goals, will not be able to ignore the BMW stock. BMW Group and strategy number one stand for long-term enhancement. So BMW stock is also a long-term growth stock. It is our goal to increase our company's value and to secure our independence. However, our business environment is changing dramatically. The entire automotive industry is facing the dawn of a new era. At last year's annual general meeting, I mentioned five main challenges. The global competition and increasing concentration in our industry, shift in the growth regions, shortage of fossil fuels, and the need to develop alternative drive systems. The demographic change, mobility in booming megacities. When we developed our strategy, we carried out a business environment analysis and looked into more than 200 trends. We want to shape our own future. And a company that wants to be a frontline player in this new area has to consider the world of tomorrow. Just think about urban centers and mobility, where individual mobility and climate protection clash most obviously. What a challenge. With cities all around the world expanding into megacities, there is the risk of permanent traffic gridlock. Since 2006, more people have been living in urban than in rural environments, and the number of people moving into cities is continuing to grow. Today, China already has close to 100 cities with more than 1 million inhabitants. In 1950, there were only two cities with more than 10 million inhabitants. Today, there are more than 20 such megacities, only four of these, by the way, in the industrialized world. According to the forecast, the greater Tokyo area will be home to more than 36 million people by 2015. What this shows is the size and population density of these urban areas is threatening to turn individual mobility into an absurdity. The average speed in the greater Tokyo area is already down to 15 kilometers an hour. At that speed, you might as well take the bike. There's a good reason for me to tell you that Japan is the BMW Group's second most important market in China. A market in Asia, outdone by the Chinese markets in China, Hong Kong and Taiwan. So it is important for us that Tokyo residents do not go up by bike, but continue to drive our cars. What is more, megacities are very different from one another. While Los Angeles will have a population of almost 18 million people on 14,000 square kilometers in 2015, Seoul will have 25 million inhabitants on only 400 square kilometers. Lack of space is a major issue in Seoul, which is something Los Angeles does not really have to worry about. In Beijing, on the other hand, the worst problem is air pollution. So it is unlikely that there will be a standard solution for big cities. The fact is, the traffic sectors will face further regulation as a result of international efforts to improve climate protection. Vehicle CO2 emissions are becoming increasingly important. More and more countries tax vehicles based on their carbon emissions. And the same is true for registration. When we look at the EU, emission-based taxation has already been established in 14 of the 27 member states. However, and this is putting it simply, there are no two countries in Europe that tax emissions the same way. We offer high-efficiency cars in each market. The X5 and the new BMW X6 with our 3-liter diesel engine fully meet the requirements of this London City toll system. That's an achievement. And we expect our major sales markets, the EU, the USA, China and Japan, to put into place strict legal requirements with regard to fleet's carbon emissions. We already focus on these challenges today by adapting our operations and activities accordingly. In the future, this will become even more of an issue. Having said that, one thing is true. Simply carrying on with business as usual is not an option. The world is changing, so we need to change as well. Acting with foresight has always been the established course of acting at BMW Group. In 2007, we developed our strategy, thus setting a new milestone in our corporate history. We have done three important things. First, we addressed key challenges. Second, we took strategic decisions, and third, we started to work on solutions. It is a matter of course, ladies and gentlemen, that all our efforts have resulted in a typical BMW solution. We continue to set our own course. Our strategy is based on four equally important pillars: growth, shaping the future, profitability, and access to customers and technologies. Our profitability goals for the time period up to 2012, we plan to achieve a return on sales on of 8 to 10%, which results in a return on capital employed of more than 26%. After 2012, this is less than one model cycle in our line of business, by the way. Besides, I do not consider it a major entrepreneurial achievement to do short-term profit maximization and to push the share price up based only on pure speculation. We intend to meet our profitability goals by implementing operational improvements. We intend to tap 6 billion euros of efficiency potential compared to our current planning, with purchasing accounting for 2/3 of total savings. Material costs are by far the largest cost factor in our company. We've pooled responsibility for purchasing, quality management, logistics and components production, as well as cost analysis at our new division purchasing and supplier network, headed by Dr. Dees. This is purchasing competence unrivaled by anyone in the automotive industry. One more remark about saving money in purchasing. We will continue to treat our suppliers fairly and to see them as our partners. Further initiatives for cost savings are intelligent solutions for the following areas. We will reduce development expenditure. We will make better use of modules for product and drivetrains. We will promote innovations that our customers can experience directly and which they consider important. In all other cases, we apply standardized solutions. Wherever it seems reasonable, we will continue to consider entering into suitable cooperation, such as the one established with PSA for mini engines. All this will lead to economies of scale and lower costs. Efficiency, ladies and gentlemen, is a prerequisite for top performance and the room to maneuver we need when it comes to tackling the challenges of the future. Acting with foresight is not a beauty contest. There are things we like to do and things we have to do, and some of them are not popular. During our strategic realignment process, we also evaluated labor costs. Job reductions were not an issue at BMW Group since the mid-90s. Quite the contrary, we created a large number of new jobs and we set up a new BMW plant in Leipzig. If you want to be well prepared for the future, however, we need to strengthen our efficiency on a large scale. We have to become a leaner company, also with regard to workforce. Each associate will make a contribution. We have frozen the success-based bonus for 2007 on the 2006 level across all levels of the company. By the end of 2008, we want to reduce our permanent staff by 3,100 people worldwide, 2,500 of these in Germany so far. Several hundred associates have signed voluntary termination agreements. Even though we are reducing the headcount by about 3%, the share of our workforce based in Germany remains at approximately 75%, while we generate 80% of our revenues abroad. We continue to believe in Germany as our home base, and BMW Group is one of the most attractive employers, and this will not change. When it comes to the salaries paid in the automotive industry, we are in the top third bracket. We offer our staff to participate in a profit-sharing program. An average of 5,600 euros per associate in 2007 put us well ahead of all our competitors. Our competitors are aware of this fact, so are our associates, and so is the Works Council. ladies and gentlemen, not only do we want to improve our profitability, but we further focus on our strategy is to continue our long-term growth, to shape our future, and to secure access to customers and technologies. To this end, we are working on finding a balance between individual mobility and climate protection. We've dealt with climate protection issues like no other car maker. In the last few years, our annual investment in environmentally friendly technologies averaged several hundred million euros. We started to step up our investment in research and development earlier than other premium manufacturers. These investments are now paying off. We, the premium manufacturers, have been severely criticized today. Let me limit it to BMW Group. We are pioneers in the field of efficient premium vehicles. Nobody would have guessed we would be able to do that. Thanks to efficient dynamics, we took things to another level last year. In 2007, we reduced further. Just in 1 year, our average fleet consumption by over 9%. This is second to none in our industry. Our big advantage is that we are highly innovative. For years, we have been reducing our car's fuel consumption of our emissions. At the same time, we continue to improve their performance. Despite our environmentally paid bias at BMW, expect to get a dynamic car. And this is exactly what they get. The main point is, dynamics and fuel efficiency are not incompatible. At least not for BMW Group. This is rewarded by our customers. In 2007, we sold 450,000 cars equipped with efficient dynamics measures in Europe alone. Our efficiency innovations are not only applied to a few flagship models or offered as special equipment. Efficient Dynamics is our efficiency program for the entire fleet. Only a manufacturer generating such quantities can sustainably reduce the carbon output. Last year, we placed an ad in the papers that read, "Looking down from the universe, the Earth is white and blue. This cannot be a coincidence." As I see it, this slogan is the perfect expression of all we have achieved with efficient dynamics. At present, our technology is the best in the market regarding the reduction of carbon emissions. We have won numerous awards. The Auto One Award, chosen by the over 35,000 million readers of Auto, Motorsport, and all over Europe. The Green Award of Motoring Magazine Car on Great Britain, Paul Peach Award in Germany, and in the US, the BMW 118D was named the World Green Car of the World of the Year. Furthermore, the respected Environmental Defense Report has confirmed that of all car makers active in the US market, BMW made by far the best progress in reducing carbon emissions between 1990 and 2005. Ladies and gentlemen, I gladly confess that it had been a special treat for me to accept the green steering wheel from the German Federal Green Party's Mrs. Künast. There's something else all of us here can be very happy about. BMW Group is the only German company included in the list of the world's favorable, most innovative businesses. This is the result of a survey among 3,000 executives carried out by BCG, Boston Consulting Group. The reason they give for ranking us as a number 14 on their list is BMW's head start in the field of new efficient engine technologies, which are still under discussion at other car makers. At present, our lineup includes 22 BMW and 5 mini models that run below 140 grams per CO2. Per kilometer. This year, we plan to sell more than 800,000 cars of BMW mini brands equipped with efficient dynamic technologies in Europe. That's almost doubling the 2007 retail volume. We see this as a typical win-win situation. This means for our customers that they will save 150 million liters of fuel compared to 2006. And for the environment, it means a reduction of carbon emissions of more than 370,000 tons. Let me put it differently. If the saved quantity of fuel was turned into power, the supply would be large enough to cover the annual demand of 780,000 people. This would be about the population of Stuttgart, Ingolstadt and Wolfsburg combined. We generate a major ecological effect, and we are fully committed to the ACEA agreement. We will manage to reduce fuel consumption in our new car fleet by 25% between 1995 and the end of 2008. We are set on continuing our intelligent investment in future technologies. Later this year, our new innovative diesel engine and technology will be introduced in the United States. BMW Advanced Diesel with Blue Performance meets the particularly strict requirements to exhaust emissions in the U.S. This is why we are able to offer our diesels in all 50 U.S. states. This engine is the world's cleanest diesel, providing the best and most dynamic performance. We see huge potential for diesel engines in the future. According to a calculation by the Environment Protection Agency, even if only a third of all American cars and light trucks can run on diesel, the United States would save 1.4 million barrels of crude oil a day. This is about the daily amount of crude oil imported from Saudi Arabia every day. EPA calculated that, which is a U.S. organization. So there's a significant potential for environmental protection and for BMW. We have exactly the type of environmental-friendly, efficient premium vehicles Americans need. Today, it is the public perception to understand hybrid as a magic bullet to solve the problem of carbon emissions in road traffic. I have to say that the advertising campaign launched by our colleagues from Toyota caused quite a stir. BMW's answer is the next development step of efficient dynamics, which will be taken in 2009, the first BMW hybrid. As an innovation leader, you do not always have to be the first company to offer a solution, but as soon as you do offer a solution on the market, it has to be the best. This is at least our claim as a premium manufacturer, and we will deliver on this promise next year. It will be a mature, full hybrid, offering the sheer driving pleasure BMW is famous for, and it will need another 20% less fuel than a comparable car with a combustion engine. You know that we have developed our hybrid technology together with Daimler and GM at Frankfurt's Motor Show in September. We presented a concept car, the BMW Concept X6 Active Hybrid. It is also exhibited here at the Olympiahalle. But we have a greater vision at the Geneva Motor Show. We showcase the BMW Vision Efficient Dynamics, which is a BMW X5 equipped for the first time with a combination of a hybrid transmission and a four-cylinder diesel engine. The result, a fuel consumption of 6.5 liters of diesel for 100 kilometers and 172 grams per kilometer CO2 for a X5. This message, you can do something for the environment, nevertheless drive a large SAVs and SUVs. You know that for the long term we regard zero emission hydrogen as a truly sustainable mobility solution. With the Hydrogen 7 fleet of 100 cars, BMW is a clear trendsetter in this field. Entrusted to politicians, business leaders and artists, our Hydrogen 7 has already traveled 2.7 million kilometers around the world. It has circled the Earth 200 times, which shows that this technology is suitable for everyday use. Hydrogen 7 shows the road we're taking, step by step towards zero-emission mobility. Without red tape, unfair competition, focusing on unfair competition, short-term pressure. and without short-term pressure. Just typical BMW. Our strategy involves the evaluation of further alternative drive systems. Later this year, we will decide about building an electric car. Today, modern lithium-ion batteries would allow for the combination of an electric drivetrain and sheer driving pleasure. Due to the limited reach, such vehicles would be most suitable to urban traffic. New drive concepts are handled by a new organizational unit called Project I, which is our think tank for completely new sustainable mobility concepts. This is climate protection BMW style. When it comes to traditional combustion engines, there are limits to what physicians can do. Even for our engineers. It won't be possible to take this progress further by only implementing new technologies. And obviously, we must not lose track of costs here either. Climate protection should not be used as an alibi for a stricter regulation or the enforcement of countries' industrial politics interests. A doctrine of CO2 emissions has to be achieved both for small and large cars. The premium manufacturers will not be able to make up for savings potential in the mass segment left untapped. The mass market comprises 90% of all vehicles sold. The premium market has a share of 10% of new car registrations worldwide. We've done everything we've said we would do. We will do more in the future. And that is why we may legitimately insist on Brussels to guarantee a fair allocation of burdens between premium and volume manufacturers, that are able to establish feasible targets for all manufacturers as well as realistic deadlines for their implementation. The support by the federal German government will be most helpful in this endeavor. And there is another crucial point. We do not only reduce our cars' fuel consumption and emissions. Sustainable in every sense of the word has always been a guideline for our activities. Our entire value chain follows the rules of sustainability. In 2007, BMW Group was once again the industry leader in the Dow Jones Sustainability Indexes. This makes us the only car maker that has been listed for 9 consecutive times, and that has been industry leader 3 times in a row. We consider this both an honor and a responsibility. It's honor and responsibility at the same time. It is becoming increasingly important to investors whether a company does a good job in terms of sustainable business development. The fact is, those who make best use of economical, ecological, and social resources gain a competitive edge and save money over the long term.
Ladies and gentlemen, BMW Group is not only a company that focuses on sustainable business development, we are also a truly international company with 23 production sites in 12 countries. We sell our vehicles in over 120 countries. So it does not come as a surprise that exchange rate fluctuations are a major challenge for us. I just talked about the burdens that arose from the weak US dollar in 2007. But once again, our strategy offers solutions to help increase our independence from the dollar. We will step up production in the dollar region. To this end, we will expand capacities at our U.S. plant in Spartanburg from presently 160,000 to 240,000 units a year. In addition, plant Spartanburg will produce a wider range of models than before, besides the X5, the new generation X3, the new all-new X6, and our first hybrid, the BMW X6 Active Hybrid. Spartanburg will become the competence center for our X model family. Expanding production at Spartanburg is a way to reduce our currency exposure. At the same time, we will cooperate with the new suppliers based in NAFTA countries. We started last year to strategically raise the share of components from the NAFTA region.
mehr im NAFTA-Raum einkaufen. Unser Vorgehen macht deutlich,
our procedure has proven that strategy and growth permits go hand in hand. We will continue to follow the principle production follows the market, and this principle has proven its worth also regarding our BMW assembly plant in India. Since March 2007, we have been producing BMW 3 and 5 series models for the Indian market in Chennai. From the very start, our sales in India more than quintupled. Obviously, we're talking about a low number of units there. Nevertheless, just like China, Russia, and Brazil, India is one of the most dynamic growth markets in terms of mobility demand. The fact that the Indian government plans to invest $450 billion in establishing infrastructure and modernizing road networks shows quite plainly how dynamic this market actually is. We are set on participating in the growth of these markets. This is why we are right there. According to our strategy, we will focus more strongly on future markets. This approach will help us offset temporary fluctuations in other markets, partly, at least to a certain extent. Global sales are now managed by a new member of the board of management, Ian Robertson, responsible for sales and marketing. He brings to the board of management team a British element. After all, two of our three brands, should not forget that, are of British origin. In 2007, we recorded sales increases in all major markets. We keep growing because people in all corners of the world feel a desire to own our products. These products are the foundation of our success as a company. We will continue to surprise and fascinate our customers with new products and concepts. Within the framework of our strategy, we have confirmed or decided about several new vehicles. The X1 will be the fourth member of our successful BMW X lineup. The new BMW X6 is best proof of the popularity of the X model range. Evidently, many customers were waiting for such a vehicle. The total 2008 production volume is already sold out. The BMW Progressive Activity Sedan will be a timely interpretation of the traditional sedan concept. The BMW Gran Turismo will be based on the concept study CS that received great feedback at many motor shows. Rolls-Royce will launch a coupe in fall 2008. Just like the X6, it is already sold out for the full year. In addition, there will be a fourth model. Mini will introduce a sports activity vehicle to be built by Magna Steyr. Enhancing value and guaranteeing BMW Group's future success, these goals will be achieved by launching excellent new products. This is why we are bound to set new standards also in matters of design. The BMW X6, for instance, won the renowned Eyes on Design Award in the US even before arriving at the dealerships. I suppose it is an open secret by now that the new BMW 7 Series is also due out this year. It is the flagship of the BMW brand and will lead the way in matters of technological innovation and design. What determines your buying decision for a new car, ladies and gentlemen? Design is the second most important issue ahead of fuel consumption. This is a result of a current study carried out by a research institute specializing in the automotive industry. But the most important buying decision is still a car's reliability. We have improved considerably as regards quality and reliability of our products. A few years back, Japanese cars outperformed ours in terms of reliability. Today, according to the current ADAC breakdown statistics in Germany, three BMW and Mini models are amongst the four most high-quality cars. The X3 is the most reliable vehicle on German roads. Our customers expect top quality, and this is exactly what they get. We have further tightened our internal quality targets. Ladies and gentlemen, all our activities are taken with the purpose of enhancing the company's value and guaranteeing its future success. 2008 will already bring further progress in line with our strategic objectives. So what exactly do we intend to achieve? New highs in automobile retail of all three brands, a group pre-tax profit above last year's level adjusted for the one-off book gain from the Rolls-Royce exchangeable note in 2007, and improved earnings quality. However, the international financial crisis has become worse over the past few weeks. It has now hit the overall economy. So there is also a risk for us. This is why we have stepped up risk provisioning. Like always, we are acting with foresight and a commitment to responsibility. The analysts' feedback has shown that the capital market understands this approach, even though these activities had a negative effect on our first quarter results. After the announcement, our share price actually rose. Our outlook for the business year 2008 remains unchanged, provided that the financial crisis does not worsen. If, however, the situation on the car markets, particularly for pre-owned cars, does not ease over the course of 2008, there is a risk that this could have a negative impact on the BMW Group's earnings for the year. Yesterday, we've released our sales figures for April. All three brands recorded solid growth rates. Even retail on the US market is on the rise again, following a weak period in the beginning of the year. This, ladies and gentlemen, against the declining total market in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, developing a strategy is one thing. Implementing it is the other. Strategy implementation is a fundamental process with an impact on all parts of a company, down to the smallest department and the most remote market. At our company, the new division Corporate and Brand Development, headed by Dr. Eichner, is in charge of controlling strategy implementation. All associates have to know their tasks and make their contribution. In order to make the strategy work, everybody has to demonstrate the willingness to change. I'm convinced we have the skill set and the willingness to bring this change to life. This is what has made our company so strong in the past. We have always drawn strength from difficult periods of change and have managed to take the company to a higher level. The Rover sale in 2000 is a good example for such a situation. Today's challenges will also move us forward. Times of change, and this is something we know and something we actually feel, bring about unrest and fear. Closely watched by the media, public interest soars as much as a political pressure. This is a situation we can accept and handle, because we know by launching our strategy, we have defined our own roadmap to future success. We have a vision. In 2020, we want to be the leading provider of premium products and premium services in the field of individual mobility. I consider it my job to lead this company into its future with foresight and a sense of responsibility as well as courage, and all is based on our strategy, along with all members on our board of management. I feel personally accountable for the targets and the implementation of the strategy number one. Therefore, I also stand for a clear focus on a value enhancement and improved rate of return together with you. Ladies and gentlemen, your money is invested in a company whose products are in demand all around the world, is invested in a company that offers attractive jobs to thousands of people. So, shareholders, I want to assure you today that we have set the right course to make a great company an even better and safer investment for you. Thank you for your attention, ladies and gentlemen.